This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. I doubt this will make anyone feel better, but we in the U.S. are not alone in dealing with inflation. In Britain, prices are growing at a rate of more than 6% a year, a 30-year high. Rising energy and food costs are forcing more people into poverty and have led the British government to moderate a planned tax increase that was meant to repair some of the fiscal damage caused by the pandemic. But now a group of very wealthy Brits has made a radical suggestion to ease the crisis. They call themselves Patriotic Millionaires UK, after a similar movement here in the States. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The millionaires have a startling message for the UK government. Don't tax the poor and the middle classes so heavily. Tax us instead. We're rich enough to pick up the tab.
How rich are you, Gemma? Are you a billionaire?
No, I'm wealthy enough to never need to work again if I didn't want to.
Gemma McGough, who's in her early 40s, made her millions from the sale of a tech company, but has an unusual complaint.
You feel you're not paying enough tax?
I think that in the UK and in many other countries, the burden of taxation falls on the poor and middle classes, and people like me who can afford to pay more aren't, and that the system needs to change.
As a founding member of Patriotic Millionaires UK, McGough would like to see, for example, the top British rate of income tax for the wealthy raised from 45 to 75%.
You'd be happy to pay as much as 75% of your income?
I would, yes.
And even more surprising, she'd happily embrace that perennial bugbear of the rich, an annual wealth tax.
Most people are struggling day to day, and you know, the very wealthy like me, we're not. And so measures like a wealth tax could help change things.
The group reckons that an annual levy of 2 to 3% on the assets of Britain's wealthiest could raise enough to eliminate the need for the latest tax rise and hire 50,000 extra nurses for the state-run National Health Service, or NHS, and build 35,000 affordable homes. But why would go-getting entrepreneurs support the idea of pouring more cash into the coffers of big government?
It's not necessarily about grossly enlarging the state.
James Perry, another patriotic millionaire.
It's about funding public services. And it's about introducing this idea of enough. You know, nobody needs hundreds of millions of pounds.
Perry made his fortune with this company, preparing frozen ready-cooked meals. He welcomes the prospect of much higher taxation of the rich and says it wouldn't affect his standard of living. But most people, having gained substantial wealth, usually bend over backwards to keep it.
Why aren't you bending over backwards to keep it, James?
Why do I need it?
Well, why did you work for it in the first place?
I was creating a company. Certainly, we had a financial incentive to do that. But we have this idea that we have enough.
Of course, the patriotic millionaires could always give more of their surplus cash to charity. They're all big-time philanthropists already. Julia Davies, who made her money from a backpack and luggage company...
Yeah, I am super wealthy.
...has poured a small fortune into nature conservation, like a project to rewild this farmland in the southern county of Dorset. But Davies does not believe that it's a substitute for paying more tax to pump extra cash into charity.
You know, that's not going to provide the funds which our NHS needs. That's not going to provide the funds to increase social services and support for hard-pressed communities.
And she says mandatory tax revenues, not charitable donations, are needed to improve the defence of the realm in the wake of the Ukrainian crisis.
I mean, we're now facing an incredibly dangerous situation in the world. Who would choose for their money to go directly to funding the military? But the situation we're in at the moment shows how important it is.
But this public-spirited initiative has not exactly triggered a stampede. There are more than a quarter of a million multi-millionaires in the UK, but how many have publicly joined the campaign to pay more tax? Just 30. In Dorset, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.